absolute necessity. Absolute necessity. Absolute desire. To take apart all these clothes. The lead of greenery sleeping under the foliage with a red rug and the hair of order and of burning. Sowing the paleness. The blueness of the gold powder of the seeker of darkness in the depths of the hard curtain and scorning the damp desertion. Pushing against the burning glass. Cross-hatching, depending on the delirious eternity of the poor. The machine, dispersed, finds once more the round armor of the redheads with their desire of brown sugar. The stream is at ease, passes skillfully in the sun, gazes at the night, finds it beautiful and to its taste, passes its arm under his and doubles its brutality. Gentleness being the meeting of a closed and an open eye. Scorn with enthusiasm. Refusal with confidence. And hatred with love. See how the barrier of crystal that man has closed in front of man? He will remain caught in by the ribbons of his mane of flocks, of crowds, of processions, of fires, of sowings, of voyages, of reflections, of epics, of chains, of cast-off clothes, of virginities snatched away, of battles, of triumphs past or to come, of liquids, of satisfactions, of bitterness, of abandoned children, of memories, of hopes, of families, of races, of armies, of mirrors, of choir boys, roads of the cross, of railroads, of iron, of traces, of appeals, of corpses, of thefts, of petrifications, of perfumes, of promises, of pity, of vengeance, of deliverance. I say, of deliverance, as at the sound of clarions commanding the brain to no longer let itself be distracted by the successive feminine masks of a chance occasion. Commanding the eyes of hedges, the bloody cavalcade sweeter to the heart of the man who knows about peace than the crown of dreams, careless of the ruins of sleep.